time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. What's going on, everybody? Dom Nicastro here. We're a weekly show on msonewsports.com. We have one guest a week, and it's a big one. Merrimack Valley and the North Shore will be heating up for basketball very soon. Towards the end of this month, we'll have the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Tournament. Basketball, best of the best in the area, boys and girls, all in the Valley. So we are going to talk to, after the break, Rick Gorman to break down that tournament and all the fun new stuff that is happening. So let me get out of the way and turn it over to Rick Gorman. After the break, of course.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All right, the Sports Desk back at it with our latest guest. This is a rite of passage for mid-ish December, and it's going to be the co-chair of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Basketball Tournament coming up later this month, Rick Gorman. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, everything's going great. Thanks for having us back on again this year to talk about what we obviously passionately call the best holiday tournament around.
It is. It's like March in December, and only true high school Massachusetts basketball followers know what that means. It's like the first tournament before the tournament. So, and this is the time of year, Rick, where there's a lot of holiday tournaments, you know? Yeah. And Commonwealth is, we got to start with the year it is. And is it my understanding that this is 49th year?
Yeah. So we actually clarified that to everybody because even I was a little confused. So the tournament year wise, this is year 51.
Yeah.
But if you remember, we got locked out 2 years due to COVID in 20 and 21. So the actual tournament is year number 49.
Wow.
We're already starting to plan for a big celebration next year, which will be the actual 50th year of the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it wasn't for COVID, would that be last year would have been 50 possibly?
Last year would have been 50. Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible. But here we are, year 49. What a run. And you know, the teams that are in there, boys and girls, and let's get the facts out of the way. So give us the where and the when and the how. Let's do that first.
Absolutely. So obviously, it's a three-day tournament. We've mixed it up on how to do it best. Not everybody loves every plan, but most of the coaches do not want to start the day after Christmas. So we start the 27th. We play the 28th. And then we'll be off on the 29th and we'll have final day on the 30th. So yeah. Those are the 3 days. We're going to be pretty much starting at noontime. We'll be playing up until 8, 9 o'clock at night, all 3 nights. I think everybody knows it's, we've found a home. Well, we've come back to our original home, which was Merrimack College.
Yeah.
But now it's just unbelievable. We can put both the girls division and the boys division all under basically one roof. We have the Hamill Court, which is the traditional place we always played in the early years. But now we've taken over the fact that Merrimack's D1 now. Obviously, the Lawler Arena, which is the hockey arena, is also transferred every day into every other day into a basketball court, too. So between the two courts, we'll have games going on at all times. You know, Merrimack's a great host. It's a great site, getting kids on a college campus, plenty of parking. And obviously, we're going to be there those 3 days. We do encourage people to get online tickets as early as we had it live yesterday. You know, you can still get tickets at the door, but especially that last day, don't get, you could get shut out because we have had close to capacity on the finals.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, Rick, now buying a ticket, does can you buy like a whole tournament pass or is it like game by game?
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page and obviously all of our social media, you can log on to that. It'll explain everything. But the best thing about it is, you know, you go for 1 day, you get to stay there the whole day. You get all of the games. And if I'm correct, I'll have people double check it. You can actually purchase for all 3 days ahead of time also.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just, and then there's, is it two games always going on at once or is it one after another?
So it's staggered a little bit, mostly two games going at once, but one game may be starting, the other one might be finishing, the next teams could be warming up. That's the really cool thing about it is, you know, you can go back and forth to each one. You may have a girls game in one of the gym, a boys game in another part of the gym, but another part of the facility, but it's just a great facility to put everything under one roof because for years we had separate sites. So the boys might be at North End of High, the girls might be at Central Catholic. Now we're all under one roof. And, you know, I get a little nervous. Merrimack's big time now. It's growing incredibly. They got a high level D1 program, both on the boys and girls side. So I'm hoping we're going to be able to get to stay at Merrimack and we don't have to go back to the old way. But Merrimack's been awesome for us. They hosted our pre-tournament banquet this past Sunday where we put all 16 teams, players, coaches in the Sackowitz Center. We got some breakfast for them and then we had some guest speakers and then kind of logistics about the tournament. And then as they walked out the door, they got the swag that everybody wants, the tournament sweatshirt. So they all took that home with them.
Yeah, I see that on Twitter. A lot of great, you know, posts from the teams that will be participating, you know, drumming up that energy. They love talking about the upcoming tournament. And speaking of the teams, you know, break them down for us. What do you got in the boys division? Who do you got in the girls?
Yeah, let's start with the girls division. Obviously, it's always hard seeding it. The teams, we ask for input from the coaches. We ask for inputs from the committee members. On the boys' side in particular, we had a couple of college coaches that have seen all of the teams weigh in on it. And then we do the very best in October to give what we think might be the seedings. Most of these coaches want to have their schedule done ahead of time. The perfect world would be if we kind of announced the seedings like, on Sunday at the banquet, but people want to get their schedule set and everything else. So we do a really good job. Sometimes, you know, we get some feedback from people, but overall, we've proven over all the years that we pretty much got a pretty good handle on the seeding. So on the girls' side, returning as the number one seed this year is Andover. Number two seed is Pawtucket. Number three seed is Natick. Westford Academy is the fourth seed. Bridgewater Raynham is the fifth seed. Central Catholic High School is the sixth seed. North Andover High School is the seventh seed. And Methuen is the eighth seed. And on the girls, you can see we got some heavy teams there that, you know, every year it's a different team, you know, Andover and Pawtucket, always a tough. Bridgewater Raynham is a state, big state program. Central Catholic's won this tournament a number of times. You know, Natick is cannot be overlooked. So that's the seedings for this year. On the girls' side, again, I expect first four games on day one to be great. On the boys' side, we got and there's clearly two teams that we think are stronger than the other teams, and that's Beverly and Central Catholic at 1 and 2. But then, you know, seeds 3 to 8, you know, these teams could pull big time upsets. So we got Beverly as the number one seed edging Central Catholic, which, by the way, Central Catholic, if you're following all the stuff, most people think that they are could be the number one team in the state. So I know Mark Dunham's squad is a very strong team. So I do think Beverly and Central Catholic, you know, Beverly, this is the year they've been kind of waiting for. This is a team that took some lumps the last 2 years in the Christmas tournament, but they're built for this tournament this year. So after that, we have the return of Greater Lawrence Tech. This is huge for us because Greater Lawrence was one of the original members of the tournament, got out of the tournament about, I don't know, 10 to 15 years ago. They were having a hard time competing in the tournament. So they're back in. Stevie Martinez has totally turned that program around. They're our number three seed. Perennial Power Andover with Dave Fazio is our fourth seed. North Andover is the fifth seed. Methuen's the sixth seed. And then Lawrence is the seventh seed, and St. John's Prep is the eighth seed. And, you know, a lot of bulletin board material. Some people don't like being the eighth seed or the seventh seed. But, yeah. You know, I think that's great. Put it on the bulletin board. Make that be an incentive. If you didn't really like your seed, again, we're doing the best we can. And we'll see how it ends up. So on the boys' side, like, you know, if you're a Vegas bettor, you know, you've got Beverly and Central Catholic, but don't rule out any of these other teams.
Yeah. Yeah. And Central Catholic, a Final Four participant last year, losing to the eventual state champ, and they won 17 regular season games. No wonder why they're so up there.
Yeah. Central Catholic has arguably one of the best players in the state, if not one of the total top five players in Javi Lopez. And then counted by that, you look at Beverly, they've got, you know, one of the top players in the state in Jacob Class. So, you know, a lot of people are saying, wow, it's going to be a great final, Beverly Central Catholic. The other six teams say, hey, hold it a minute. Don't be anointing them into the finals because anything can happen in this tournament. Perfect example, my hometown team of North Andover was the number one seed last year and got bounced in the semifinals. Obviously, it was the most experienced team. So things happen, and you never know. You know, an eighth seed could knock off a number one seed. Yeah. Both the boys and the girls. It's, you know, obviously, you know those teams that are strong right away, but this is what's great about this tournament. Who knows?
Exactly. Throw them in there and see what happens. And what I also love, too, Rick, is Bridgewater Raynham being in here. Like, you know, it's like, hey, our little corner of the world here, Merrimack Valley, North Shore. And you know what? Bring up the South Shore team, too. We'll let you in. And they've been a pretty consistent entity.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, we've had a little struggle, a little bit on the girls team division with, you know, getting some teams to want to totally commit to it. We had a couple of teams that kind of withdrew, you know, and, you know, Bridgewater Raynham, you look at places like Bridgewater Raynham and Natick, they're teams that are really good teams from other parts of the state that really want to come up here and play. Obviously, when you look at the boys' side of stuff, it's a Merrimack Valley North Shore type thing. It's really Merrimack Valley, and then you got Beverly and St. John's Prep from obviously right. The North Shore area. So, yeah, there's lots of teams that want to get into this tournament. We have a lot of factors that we have to look at. That first of all, is there an opening? That's the first thing. And then we're looking for obviously a good match for us, you know, whether it could be what division they're in, you know, how good the team could potentially be this year. You know, the power rankings play a lot into this whole thing in terms of, you know, no offense to a Division 5 team, but that would not overly help you know, obviously some of our large Division One teams. So every year we get a ton of requests and we take them seriously. We got to first obviously take a look at whether there's an opening and then we kind of go from there. But Bridgewater Raynham, their coach and her husband, big time Merrimack Valley people from back in the day. So they've been trying to get into this tournament for a number of years. So they're excited to be back. They probably do a tremendous job PR and the whole thing and talking about how great this tournament is up in the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah, 100%. And another thing I love is the pre-tournament banquet, bringing all the kids together and getting in front of a great speaker and speakers. And one of them, the noted speaker this year, was Andover High Boston College star and Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Hall of Famer, Ted Kelly. What was his message this year?
Yeah, Ted has been a friend of the tournament. Even before I even knew him, I knew the legend of Ted. But for years, he's been calling me up before the tournament, wanting to know what's going on and stuff. Obviously, we inducted him in our first Players Hall of Fame last year. You know, a decorated Merrimack Valley player at Andover. He won the tournament three times as a player, yeah. Was an MVP, and then went on to have a great career at Boston College, too. So his message to the kids was, you know, just live in the moment, enjoy this. He was quick to say this is flat out the best tournament in the state in New England. You guys are lucky to play in this. Take each day for what it is. Leave it all on the floor. Be competitive. He didn't make apologies that he'll be rooting for Andover, his hometown team. But he had a great message. And then Lori Trahan, Congressman Lori Trahan, also spoke. And she's a former Division I athlete, volleyball player at Georgetown, and obviously one of our most respected politicians in Washington right now. Her daughter plays for Westford Academy.
Oh, nice.
She was actually able to clear her schedule. And she basically talked a lot to both the boys and the girls, focused a little bit on the girls about how lucky they are to play in a tournament like this and, you know, being on a level playing field with the boys and things like that. And, you know, she just had a great message about how this can actually, you know, athletes become CEOs of companies and athletes become, you know, kings and queens of industry. And, you know, she had a great statistic of how many CEOs in the United States actually played a sport when they were in high school. So her message was great. We appreciate both of them. And then I think you'll lead into this, but I'll jump into it. You know, he hates when I say this all the time, but, you know, when we first took this over, this tournament was dying. And it was seriously going to stop. A few of us jumped in to try to save it, but we couldn't save it unless we got a major sponsor. And that was Charlie Darrow from Commonwealth Motors. He literally has saved this tournament. And, you know, his financial support has been incredible. Even the 2 years we didn't have a tournament because of COVID, he didn't miss a beat. Each kid still got scholarships and things like that. So he gives out $16,000 in scholarships on Sunday, $1,000 scholarship to each player from one player from each team. He's always bailed us out with any other financial stuff we need. He's a guy that he doesn't want any attention.
Yeah.
He loves the Merrimack Valley. He loves what we're doing here. And, you know, the bottom line is no Charlie Darrow, no tournament. And I say it every year. He is the guy that keeps this going. And all the special things, you know, when we're a little worried about, do we have enough money to pay for the sweatshirts and stuff? Charlie's like, no money. We deal with this. Let me know what you need. And he takes it through. I love the guy. The tournament loves the guy. He's just a special human being.
Yeah. Yeah. You need that support, literally, you know, and it just kind of rolls off the tongue. You don't even realize that it's like a sponsor, like Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. It's just like it's so embedded into the fabric of this tournament and what they've done for you guys. And that's just special to be able to bring these kids together, the communities together. And speaking of communities, is there still the fan section award?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked about that. So on top of everything else, we started this thing called the Commonwealth Cup. And it's recognized for the best fan section, not just the students, because we want grandparents, parents, gym, you know, hoop junkies that love their hometown team. They're the loudest, the most into it. And we decide at the end of the tournament who that is. The Andover Jungle, which is their fan section, has won the most, followed by Lawrence, actually. What we do is when we select it, we then bring the Commonwealth Cup, and we present it at a home Friday night game of that team to their fan section, and they do it up big, and it's special, and it's the way we want everybody to come. But it's not just teenagers and young people that come to this game. There are people that literally have been to the 49 tournament they'll be looking for their special parking spot and making sure that they can get in there. But it is a cultural phenomenon in our area. I don't really know how to explain it more than we are a huge hoop area, and every part of the state is a huge hoop area. But how we kind of felt that our whole Merrimack Valley, we're passionate about our league up here, our area up here. And we've just kind of built on what our forefathers put up in 1975. And it's just something great. I'll be exhausted after 3 days. I think everybody will be exhausted, but it is a passion of love for hoops. And, anybody that's never been there, even if you don't have a kid playing, come on up and check it out. You'll actually watch great hoop.
Yeah. And remind me the defending champs for each side.
So the defending champ, you caught me off guard here, Andover Warriors last year in Central Catholic on the girls' side.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's Casey, right?
Casey's on our committee. She's not only a phenomenal coach, girls love her. Her relationships with stuff, but the stuff she does for us, like, she's attends meetings, but all these graphics you're going to see over the 3 days and the updates of the scores and stuff, that's all her. She, besides coaching her team and everything else, she's doing all that for us. But, obviously this year, Central Catholic's the sixth rated team, but don't ever sleep on Central Catholic or Casey Grange, that's for sure.
Yeah. Or Fazio for that matter.
Faze, he's our legend. He's retired now. I talked to him the other day. He went back to work for, 6 weeks, and he hasn't been able to play pickleball, so he was all fired up about that. obviously, Andover's the fourth seed, and they got a tremendous player in Josh Rue. He can shoot from the parking lot. Faze is one of the elite coaches in the state, so he'll have the Warriors ready. But you go down the line on, and it just speaking because I cover more of the boys' side, but you got the people for, Matt Karakoudis at Beverly. You got Mark Dunham at Central. Stevie Martinez, what he's done at Greater Lawrence. You got Dave Fazio, obviously, in Andover. Paul Tanglis is just one of the most prepared coaches in the state. Ryan Middlemiss has taken over this Methuen program. Mike Isola has taken over the Lawrence program. They've taken their lumps, but he's got them ready. Yeah. And then Corey Lowe. Corey Lowe, one of the greatest players to play in the state, has taken over as the St. John's prep coach. And if you know Corey and you know how his teams played at Newton South, their offense is going to be good and they're going to be tough. So they may be the eighth seed, but at the end of the day, they could make some noise. So, and on the girls' side too, when I go down the line, just elite level coaches on top of everything else. And I think that's another thing that makes this tournament so great is, the coaching on both the boys and girls are unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Great rivalries across the board. And just a nice way for the Merrimack Valley to get a little peek at each other.
Yeah.
And set themselves up for that regular season grind that's going to come in January and February.
Right. In the old days, the teams that have played most in the finals would be like a Central Catholic versus Andover, or even Lawrence versus Central Catholic or Lawrence versus Andover. They would sometimes play twice during the year. They would play in the Christmas tournament, and because of the way the North was before we went to the same thing, they'd see each other in the North Final. Some of these teams would see each other four times
a quarter year. Of their season, almost like a fifth of their season is each other.
Yeah,
in that scenario. But it's a great take, Merrimack College. The where and the when again is first tip is December 27th, so 2 days after Christmas. That'll be the Saturday after Christmas, correct?
Yep.
And it moves on to Sunday, and then a break Monday, and then the finals Tuesday.
Yep, we take a break on Monday, final day on Tuesday. We did go 1 year due to some Merrimack conflicts, and we had to go 3 days in a row. I got to be honest with you, even I, as a tournament coordinator, thought that was too much, but coaches just don't want to do that. It's a lot in 3 days because of the intensity of this tournament, right? A lot of tournaments are, you know, there's four teams, they play twice or whatever. This is an eight-team division. You play three games, and somebody comes out 3-0, somebody comes out 0-3, and then everybody else fights whether they're 1-2 or 2-1.
Yeah, 100%. So it's at CMCC Tourney on Twitter. That's one way to find out about buying tickets. And then you go to their Facebook page. Commonwealth Motors Xmas Classic is technically the URL, but you can just search it. You'll find it. Plenty of ways to get there. And have a great take for a few days in December. Awesome, awesome stuff, Rick. We appreciate you coming on. Any last word, anything I didn't give you a chance to mention?
No, I mean, I really appreciate you guys. I think this is year three or four that you've had me on. And, you know, it's a chance for us to obviously talk to a broader, media outlet that is going to spread the word on this. Having Beverly and St. John's Prep or Bridgewater, Ram and Natick, we're getting more and more people coming from other parts of the state. That's great. But
we
appreciate your support, and we just appreciate everybody's support to keep this alive. It's going to be a great 49, but I got to be honest with you, we're already preparing for the 50th. So I'd love to see you guys maybe even come on down to help us celebrate the 50th next year.
50th. I can't wait to follow the stories leading up to that one. Going to be a fun take. Rick Gorman, thanks and best of luck. Get some rest before the big tournament.
Absolutely. We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, Rick.
Take care.
Bye now.
Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Rick Gorman. Heck of a chat. Lovely to catch up with him year after year. One of the best sporting events of the year. And it closes out the year in such fine fashion. It really sets the tone for that winter basketball season. Boys and girls, you can kind of weed out some theories. And you know, when these teams go head-to-head, get a little preview of what's going to unfold on the North Shore and in the Valley. So it is a great take. And we hope you get down there to catch a couple of games or all of them. You know, we got the time. So thanks, Rick, for coming on. Thanks to our sponsors, Moynihan Lumber. And we look forward to providing you many more great talks in the Merrimack Valley. We got one more show to go in the year. Not sure what day exactly it's going to be, but around Christmas. So if it's after Christmas, want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays and whatever you celebrate. We hope health and happiness is in your cards. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a good one.
Merry Christmas, everyone.